We were doing the Sefer Masiyot, and we were in the middle of this fantastic story where the butcher was approached by a sage who wanted to know what unique kindness he had done in his life. And we had seen that the reasoning behind the question was that the sage was told from heaven that this butcher would be his neighbor, so he wanted to know what was unique about the butcher. If this butcher would be right next to him in the world to come, so what did he do to merit that? And the butcher tells him about how he had once sponsored the release of a girl from captivity, and then he adopted her, and he raised her, and he took care of her. And then he even told his son, you marry this girl, and things will go good for you. The poor girl has no one to take care of her. You marry her, and things will go well. And he sets up the whole wedding, and at the wedding, just before his son marries her, the people are all seated around the table, and at one table there's a man sitting weeping. And he walks over to the man and he asks him, why are you weeping? And he says, well, I'm weeping over the girl that you're about to marry off to your son. She is from this and this city. And I engaged her a few years ago. I have kiddushin with her. And technically, she is my wife. She is engaged to me. And I came after her. And here, I have the kiddushin. I have the document that we got engaged. And he takes out the document. And the butcher says, I looked at it and I saw that it's true. So I asked him, do you have any sign? Do you have any birthmark or anything you know about her that proves that she's the one? So he says, yeah, I was once at her father's house and I saw that she has this and this birthmark, and I verified and he's right. So I said to the man, okay, fine. You stick around and hold your horses and I'm going to do what you want. And I called my son over. And I said, son, you did what I told you. I recommended you marry this girl and you accepted my recommendation. Now do me a favor, listen to my recommendation, be it as it may. And my son said to me, just like I listened to you the first time, I'll do it now. I won't go against your advice. And I told him, look, this girl is already engaged to someone else. Halachically, she's betrothed to someone else. And I already saw the document. And the man who engaged her is here. And halachically, you are prohibited from marrying this girl. Now, I want you to give me back all the jewelry and clothing and everything else that I gave you, he tells his son. And give it to her husband. And we will do an act of kindness here. We will merit such good wages. And I'll get you an even better wife. And I'll give you double the wedding. And now the son has to reply. Here he is at his wedding day. He's about to go marry this girl. And his father comes in and tells him, you can't. And the son, why can't he? Because halachically she was engaged to someone else. Engagement in those days was biblical. It was binding. Not like our engagement today, which is just a fictitious engagement. We call it engagement, but halachically it doesn't carry that weight. So the son has to give his answer. And this is where we'll pick up next time. Oh.